Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successpies. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Our show today is live. It is just so amazing to have you with us here today. We're going to be talking about business as we always do, and we are going to be talking a little bit here about what it's like to move in the area of broadcasting and how to things that are changing out there, where people are out there promoting using online formats, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Our show today also is brought to you by Business Finance USA, and we're going to be having an opportunity to be introduced to the CEO of that company too during our show. So let's begin with our guest, a broadcast publicist, and we're going to welcome Patty from Newsplex now.
Hello,
Patty,
how are
welcome
you?
To the show. Okay,
thank you for
awesome.
Having me.
Thank you. You know, the whole world is changing, and everybody is going online. And I know that you are a broadcast publicist. So, what is it that you really do?
Well, that's a good question. I book guests on radio, TV, and internet websites for clients. My clients, they're usually corporate. Clients. It could be something from the CDC talking about their anti-smoking campaign. It could be live from the National Hardware Show, or we could be speaking about tips on how to improve your home, tips on how to prevent yourself from getting a cold. It could be any topic, any and all topics. And so
that's amazing. I know it's changed. The whole world has changed too, and a lot of things now with broadcasts is not only the traditional television and traditional radio. I think that your work is probably even more exciting because you have these new platforms that you can get your clients out on, all the things that are going online, whether it be online radio, which is like we're doing right now. It was 13 years that we've been doing the online radio, and we've come from traditional radio to do that. And I know that you've got clients that you have now moved onto a new platform, which is called BYL Network, Better Your Life Network.
Right.
And we're going to take a real quick break, and as soon as we come back, I want you to talk to me a little bit about your new venture in working with BYL Network. So let's just have a quick mention of our sponsor today, and we'll be right back with our audience. So hang on there with us, Patty, okay?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We're just going to talk for just a moment to Brian Miller, who is the CEO of Business Finance USA, and he's going to give us just a very brief insight into the world of business finance and how businesses can get the money they need. So, Brian, welcome to Successpies.
Well, it's good to be here, Lori. We've been doing what we're doing now for about 40 years, and we love it. We enjoy a good relationship with maybe 4,000 clients. And we provide financing anywhere from manufacturers, exporters, importers, wholesalers, and distributors, and even retailers. So services can be financed. Working capital can be handled easily. And that's what we do.
Awesome. That's Business Finance USA, and you can check our website. We will have the number there for you. We're going to get back with Patty, and we're going to talk about the whole world of broadcast publicity and BYL Network. Now, I know with your Newsplex Now and .com, and I've gone over to the site, you actually represent clients through a lot of different kinds of genres, and I'm seeing home and automotive, beauty and finance, business, entertainment, family life, food and entertaining, health and medical, home improvement, technology, travel. Is there any area that you find is the most exciting?
Well, you know, with technology, there's always new things coming out now, whether it's hardware or software, different platforms or apps, different consumer products. So that's a very dynamic area. You're seeing a lot there. And actually, you're seeing a lot in the health and medical area, too, I think, because there's these new treatments, new discoveries, different ways of doing things that people are becoming aware of, and they're getting the word out in the in these kinds of videos. Automotive is always a fun category. There's all these auto shows now. The New York Auto Show is happening. So you're getting the latest and greatest news from the various automakers, and that's keeps things interesting as well. It changes all the time, and that's part of why I wanted to start my site newsplexnow.com, because I found that companies are coming out with videos all the time, and sometimes they need a place where it's a quality place where not everybody's just uploading their videos. This is a curated website. Videos must be submitted. They have to meet a certain criteria. And so the videos that you find there are high quality, high production value, and offer some either news you can use or little-known information or just some fun things about various items, companies, et cetera.
And you're talking about the move that you made to be able to distribute some of your clientele's video to BYL Network, which is Better Your Life Network, which
That's
is
right.
24 hours, 7 days a week. And they have, instead of, and what Patty is talking about is like, anyone can, make a video of any quality or no quality at all, let's say, and
right.
they can post it, on any one number of video sites that are open to the public. And it becomes it can be a free-for-all, and a lot of these places just don't have any specific standards, except
Correct.
For, I guess, maybe something really horrible, that would get them, thrown off, excluded, or, deleted from the system. But when you get to places like the YouTubes of the world, where there are a million videos being uploaded every single day, how in the world does a business of any quality, a smaller, medium size, or even a bigger business, find a way that they're going to be able to make their niche in the market stand out and not get lost in the crowd, and know that when their business name is mentioned on the site, that it's really that business that's being spoken about, and that brand management kind of, aspect. So BYL Network really is an amazing place, because the number of programs that are selected to be aired, the number of videos that are allowed to be aired, is limited, and so it becomes this exclusive high-end place where the brands know that their reputation is going to be managed, because it's just like the pure environment for them, and they're in good company with other high-quality videos. It's just not like anybody can just get on to BYL Network. So, I think that's really
Correct.
Awesome that you chose to go there. Now, which categories – there's different channels on BYL Network. There's a men's channel, a woman's channel,
right.
a money channel, of which, I actually host some programming on the Money Channel. There's a home and travel and a sports and entertainment and late night. So is your programming going to be on one specific channel, or is it going to be across the channels depending on the topic?
Well, I think it depends on the topic. BYL has such a broad range of high-quality live programs as well as an archive of videos, and I hope to be on as many areas as possible. I think the cross promotion is the way to go. Internet is set up that way, like a connected web. So I found that Newsplex Now and BYL Networks were a very good fit and a complement to each other. And as we move forward with our relationship, I hope that we do a lot of sharing, actually.
That sounds good. I love that. And knowing that you're this broadcast publicist, I definitely would like to be there to speak more on more programs, radio, radio, television, and all of them. I love that. That is a very big passion of mine, as well as being in front of live audiences. I really want to talk a little bit more about this work that you're doing as a broadcast publicist, and how having the online has changed in terms of the ways that you additionally promote and market yourself as a publicist. So kind of share with us a little bit more about that process and things that you get mm-hmm. to do now.
Well, in the past, internet websites were a little less sophisticated, and now as time has gone on, we're finding many more sophisticated sites with people who are dedicated to providing information to their fan base, to their followers. And a lot of sites now are doing interviews, so we're able to book some of our clients on these internet sites and be able to share a link with our clients to see that the interview happened and what's going on. So there's a direct relationship there, which is very nice. And that is an expanding area, I believe, for broadcast publicists. Like, I mean, TV is not going away. Radio is not going away. Producers are producing shows. They're looking for content. Some of these shows run 4 or 5 hours. They need interviews. They need new content. And I think you're going to see that with the Internet as well, with various Internet sites that are branching out into video. Video is so hot. I mean, that's why a site like BYL Networks or NewsPlexNow.com, I mean, people just are loving that. They want to see more videos. So it's perfect for us.
Absolutely. And not only is video visual, okay, it is really a tool that businesses and companies are using to get in front of an audience and to visually allow people to see and experience the story and the message. And from a business and a content portion of the equation, you'll hear out in the marketplace, well, you need to have video in order to be found even more easily online, and what people will say is search engine optimization.
Right.
And that video is going to, if you take a category of people and businesses and you all line them up, and one group of the people didn't have the video and then the other folks did, the chances are that the folks that are having the videos posted online in the right places are going to be found even sooner and have
right.
that advantage over the other companies who are not doing that. And
correct.
The additional thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have nailed that. I would say one other thing on that, too, that I have come to realize is that if you're a company, whether it's an auto company or a healthcare firm or travel or consumer goods, and you want to see what your competitors are doing out there, well, do you have to really go to everybody's website to look up or YouTube channel, look up everybody's video to see what your competition is doing online? So part of my focus on NewsPlex now is kind of to gear myself or the website to the industry, to the trade. Why shouldn't Ford go on to my site and see what GM is doing in videos? Or why, shouldn't Intel see what IBM is doing? Or things like that. So it's a place where people in the industry who are monitoring their clients' competitors or producing videos for their clients, they can see it's like a one-stop shop. It's all there, all the categories and the videos. So that was another thing that occurred to me as I was developing the site and as I'm constantly adding new videos, that maybe the industries might be interested to see what's on there.
Right, right. Now, when did you start NewsPlex Now?
It's about 9 months old, I would say, maybe a little less. And just like anything, it's a slow build. I'm committed to getting viewers and followers, likes across different platforms. I'm committed to having it grow organically and not try to buy viewers or buy likes or anything like that. No. I'm very careful about the videos I put up. I try also to help out with the content, with the written documentation. If I have it, I'll put that on the site too. So people who come, visitors who come, not only see the video, but they might see some important documentation or information, where to go to get more information if they wanted to follow up on something. So, you know, I try to do two things, you know, make it a quality site for the consumer and also a site where industry professionals can come and see what's happening in that field, in that category.
It's excellent. Excellent, Patty. Now, in the area, I call that what you're doing and offering to the businesses, I call that in the area of business intelligence and being able to know what's happening in your industry and being able to know, you know, what your competitors are doing. And interestingly enough, a very large percentage of companies do not keep up with what their competition is doing. And the numbers, that's not the focus of today's show, but the numbers are really scary. But on the positive end for you, Patty, with your Newsplex now, is that if you are a provider of information and data and content that other people can take a look at and see what's happening in their industry and what their competitors are doing, then you also can make that little competitive edge for yourself as being the place that people can go to be able to see what's happening out there. And so I think you're definitely on the mark. I think the other thing that is really most exciting, you know, in your area of being a broadcast publicist is the different types of platforms. I call it almost holistic marketing, where you are broadcasting, but then you are reaching the audience through all of these different types of formats of where they could be. So you, just because you're doing, you know, an online website, you also want to then, and you have video, you still would want to have articles, which would then be the written, you know, the written content. You'd still want to be able to connect with these different companies that'll have, let's say, there's cars. Well, in additionally, there may need to be pictures of the cars promoting your site and promoting their video on places like, you know, Instagram, because it's a
right. Photo
type of site, or Pinterest. And so I had an opportunity to interview a gentleman by the name of Lon Sasko, and I don't know if you've met him in your journeys, but he wrote the Social Media Bible and he wrote the Fusion Marketing Bible. And it had to do with the fact of a lot of people will go out there and they'll put their stuff on one or two or three platforms, but they don't integrate everything so that people would then know where to find it all. You know, like if they get to this site, that you're also in these other places. And they don't do good enough integration and enough getting more bang for their buck of getting that word out in enough different platforms about how to find everything. So I'm sure that you're one of these, you know, pioneer kind of people, and that you're, you know, working your way through, you know, getting yourself in all these different spots, so that everything then leads back to you.
Yes, it is an ever evolving marketplace. You know, you want to keep up with your fans and the people that like you or that are interested in you. I mean, it's posting on Facebook. It's posting on Twitter. It's using hashtags. It's a big connected. It's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of. It's a lot to do well, and it's ever changing. So
it is. It's amazing. It's like every day that, you know, this whole trend. I think after the job market and the real estate and the business things, you know, had switched around, you know, about five years ago, you find so many people moving in this trend to, you know, opening companies, and, you know, there's a bigger trend into startups and a bigger trend in, you know, things like crowdfunding that didn't exist before. And so amazingly, you're finding a lot of people launching companies that are related, that have new technology and that have, you know, apps involved. And it would be absolutely impossible to keep up with the number of new companies that each one of them has something that is like almost better than the next, that ties into marketing and all the different things, you know, that people need. So you never could get caught up, or you never will know it all. And so you just have to really...
It is, and it's very exciting. I mean, as opposed to being, like, overwhelmed, I mean, I find it thrilling, actually, to have all these options and to try to figure out how best to use these new platforms to get your message out and also to be relevant to the consumer or relevant to the, you know, the business or whatever. So it's a challenge. It's exciting. And, you know, sometimes you just got to jump in and see, you know, see what works. See what works for you and your idea. And
get in the water.
Yeah,
jump in the water. Jump in the water. I love that. I love that. So you become like this online, you know, explorer and adventurer, and you know, you experiment. It's like so you wrote a blog, or you know, came out with some tweets, and you see for each type of product or and the potential clients, because each of the products has a different audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think that what's interesting is being this broadcast publicist, you can have clientele, and somebody now they want to target the what's it called, Generation Z, like the 6-year-old
right.
kids, right? The young
right.
ones, the Zs, like the little ones to like 6 or 7 years old. I'm not quite sure what the breakdown is, but you know, how do you target these really the little ones and reach them who have they're like the first generation that have strictly grown up as digital. You know,
yes,
they don't know anything else other than digital. And
right.
how do you reach those kids, or how are we going to have to target those messages versus how do you target someone who is 50 plus with your broadcasting message and get to them where they are, whereas, as a gentleman said to me the other day, and sometimes he's a dinosaur and sometimes he's, you know, with the new programs, but how do you really craft your message as a broadcast publicist and reach people? Do you have to have, like, sometimes multiple messages in the market and each one's for, like, a different segment?
Well, when I'm booking interviews on radio and TV, that's a business to business. So you're talking to your professional news producers or assignment desk folks, editors. So you're talking to adults who are working, who are you know. So your message is targeted to helping them understand what your story is and the key elements of your story and why it's relevant to their broadcast audience. So that's, as a broadcast publicist, those are the people I'm talking to. But, of course, they need to be able to translate that to their audience, which is the consumer or the viewer out in broadcast land, right? For
okay.
my website, it's more that I am providing a service for some of my clients and for other corporations, and also for the consumer. Here, the consumer doesn't have to, there's no middleman. There's no broadcast entity that has to decide they want to take the interview or run the video. It's out there, and it's open to the general public. Whoever wants to come, if you're interested in cars and automobiles, there's a place for you. If you're interested in fitness and health or medicine, travel or technology, home improvement, if you're interested in these areas, there's a place for you to go and just enjoy the videos and check it out and see what's there. I also am keeping the consumer in mind by making each page, I try to get reciprocal links from other websites, bloggers, or information sources, quality people who the consumer who's on my site might say, gee, you know, I want more information on entertaining or home or entertainment or travel. So I see a link here. Well, maybe I'll go to that site and see what they might have to say in this area of interest of mine. So I'm trying to keep the consumer's needs and make it relevant for people. in other words.
Well, you're doing a great job, and it's just, like, so awesome that you're on BYL Network. Patty's site is newsplexnow.com. If you could wave your magic wand and make something happen, is there anything, like, you want to get done out there in this broadcast publicity world?
I'd like to continue to grow my site. I'd like to have people find me, like me, like newsplexnow.com, and continue to visit. And I'd like to grow and, of course, generate interest and excitement for the people that are on there. Yeah, that's my wish.
I like that. Now, are you also involved in some of the other platforms where you want people to find you, anything like you said, Twitter or Facebook? Can you share some of those type of social platforms as well?
Yes. Well, I do have a Facebook page. Newsplex Now does have a Facebook page and does have a Twitter account. We also are on Instagram as well. My son put me on there. He's a big Instagram user, so he helped me with that. And and Google Plus as well. So, yes, we're across various platforms. I mean, you can find Newsplex Now if you Google me, or even if you Google some of the companies, because, Google's search engine is text-driven. I don't know if they search by video. So if you have text, like I have text on my site for these companies that talk about their product, service, new information. So I try to put as many keywords on there or have their corporate ID on there so that when consumers search in Google, they'll find me. They'll find the site and they'll find the videos because of that. So that's something that I try to keep in mind as well.
And that whole concept of being able to be up to date with what everything is happening, I think it's good that you're in tune with that, and I'm sure that you just keep learning every day with all these new changes. But you sound to be very, very hip and very, in there. And I'm glad to hear that your son got you involved, in Instagram, because I am just hearing more and more big things about Instagram. Where I've seen it really make a difference for people is I've gone into a number of restaurants, and I've been
right
there, and they've been taking all their photos, and then they're putting them up on Instagram. And then what I was hearing about it was, oh my gosh, the traffic to the restaurant really increased. And when I asked some questions about the hashtags, I say, well, you have to have at least 7 or 8 hashtags to get extra benefit from being on Instagram. So if that helps you at all, it's not one or two. It's like 7 or 8. And in that kind of environment, it's very accepted. Now, if you turn around and you put like 8 hashtags in your, in your tweet, maybe that's too much.
It's true. There's a protocol. You start to learn the protocol for each of these platforms, and you want to be respectful, and you want to don't want to offend people by being overly pushy or hashtaggy or whatever. I'm a big believer in easy go. Slow and easy wins the race. Try things, see how it works. You don't need to be hitting people over the head with your products or your videos or your hashtags. It will if you build it, they will come. That's basically my philosophy.
I think it has to do with if you want to win in the game, well, step one is to get on the board,
Yeah.
And
right.
Once you get on the board, you want to make moves. And I would say that making the moves in terms of the broadcasting and the social media is by, being consistent and participating. And as you keep being consistent and participating, you will get better at the moves that you make, the things that you're doing, and the results that you are getting. And you will get a response from people that will let you know if you're on the right track. And as usual, we get to the end, Patty, of the program that I hate to get to, where our show is ending today. I do appreciate that our friends at Business Finance USA were there for us, and they have capital available for businesses that need help, whether it be for working capital to importing and exporting. And they are located in Miami. Happy to help you. And, Patty, I do ask that you come back and join us again and be a guest here on Success with Peace. And, folks, until we get together again, be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now.
You.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you again, Lori.
I loved
goodbye.
It.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.